Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in a study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, I taught that a Christian couple should structure their marriage to emulate our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, let's continue right there today. As saved people, this is our relationship with Him. Now, friend, having read all that and seen all of that, seen this picture of marriage as a picture of our relationship with God. So in your marriage, on this series of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, picture your marriage and try to structure it that it would be a relationship that a person should have with God so a person knows how to get right with God. See, we were made in God's image. But God's image is spirit, not flesh. Jesus became flesh 2,000 years ago. God is from everlasting. Jesus was from everlasting. God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. So we were created in God's image in the spirit. We each are to emulate Jesus Christ. And we just saw that He died for us. He was buried, rose from the dead. He intercedes for us before the Father. He is preparing a place for us. Oh, so much He does for us. We'll try to emulate Christ in your home and in your daily life wherever you go. Salvation is not less a commitment than that of marriage. Leaving, cleaving, one flesh, pictures being one spirit with Christ. And as someone who might want to be known as the model spouse, shouldn't we want to be noted as a model Christian? That our life of obedience to the Word of God is such that other people would want to be that way. You see, love is a spirit thing, not a fleshly thing. Love is a spiritual thing. Let's learn to love as Jesus loved. So, in this study, I'm asking you, you might even want to write this down. Say this: I will change from what I've believed in the past if, as according to Acts 17:11, the scriptures, see if those things are so. It says scriptures, see if those things are so. So, I will change from what I've learned in the past, if scriptures show me truth when I've been holding the tradition of men, whether it's a philosophy or a psychology or something else, instead of the Word of God. Number two, to say I won't gossip, debate, or sit as a Pharisee considering myself an authority and better than all others. In other words, be humble and learn the Word of God. Now, friend, I want to close right there today, because tomorrow, when we start our next series, if this is a Friday, then I don't know what day this one be. This is still in July for me, so I don't know what day this is going to be broadcast. But whenever it is broadcast, if it's a Friday, then it's going to be on Monday. But we want you to learn what the Bible has to say. We want you to be open to the Word of God. And you may disagree when it's over, but make sure your disagreement is built on doctrine. The Bible does not contradict itself. So, Christian, at this time, I want to ask you to commit yourself to study the Word of God and what is taught here, to check it all by the Word of God and see if it is in agreement. Now, secondly, I just said that for somebody to receive Christ as Savior, it is a commitment just like marriage. I'm a Baptist, grew up a Baptist, so I know that we Baptists have a tendency to teach up easy believism, which the Bible doesn't. Now, yes, we believe You cannot work for your salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's what the Bible says. The Bible's the authority. But my friend, God also said he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. He says in 2 Peter 3:9 that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But repentance is like the salvation. You see, let's imagine, here's a man that has dated about 5 or 6 girls, and here's a lady, she's dated about 10 or 12 men, okay? They always get to date more than the guys get to date. But they decide they're going to get married. The man in his vows will say, forsaking all others, keep me only to thee, so long as we both shall live. And the bride will say the same thing. And when you come to Jesus Christ, he's already said it to you, and now you have to say it to him. You see, so long as you both shall live, and he lives forever. And those that are his lives forever. He's provided for you to live forever. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. The word of death never is meant ceasing to exist. The word death actually means separation. Because we were made in God's image, our spirit is separated from God when we were born. If we die without receiving Christ, our spirit will be separated forever from God in the lake of fire. I don't know what that body is like that he'll give us in that lake of fire, those without Christ, should I say. But it'll be able to feel the pain of fire, the torment, the torture, all that is there. And for eternity, no escape, no ceasing to exist. That's the wages of sin. You say, I think God's unfair. You don't understand how holy God is. And because he's so holy, we don't understand the fullness of his grace and mercy. That's why 1 Corinthians 4:5 says that the intents, the secret things of the heart will be made known. Then shall every man have praise of God. We'll know that we're saved by the grace of God, not our merit. So my friend, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, includes you, it's all of us. We all need a Savior. We couldn't earn our way to heaven. We couldn't deserve heaven. So we learn that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. I can't get good enough for God to save me. He takes me just like I am. And so my repentance is turning to him, saying, Lord, cleanse me. I can't get rid of my sin. I really can't. How many of you have been like me? You've done some wrong things. You know they're wrong. You confess to God. And you find yourself getting up the next morning and saying, I'm not going to do this. That's not going to happen to me again. For the days out, you've done it again. And sometimes we like to think of the people with pornography or other things of that nature. And then we think of the lie. Well, that lying wasn't too bad. We say, no, no. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, Revelation 22. It does mention the things about the abominable, those sins. But in the very same verse, Revelation 21:8, it also says, the liars. It even mentions those of unbelief. Now, let me just read from that passage so that you understand that. Revelation 21:8, it says, but the fearful and unbelieving. Okay. Now, to most people, they say, well, it's not that bad. But the fearful and the unbelieving, Revelation 21:8, and next, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters. Now we say, yeah, all those are bad things. But don't forget, he said fearful and unbelievers. And then he says, after he says idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The second death is being separated from God forever in the lake of fire. No chance of salvation. That's the second death. We've already experienced the first death, separated from God through sin. So God commendeth his love, Romans 5:8, toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died because he loved us. He paid the penalty for our sin. God became a man, lived a perfect life, so that he'd be a perfect sacrifice for our sin. In Romans 10:9, it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord, that speaks of his deity. Jesus, of his humanity. He's not half God, half man. He was 100% God, 100% man. He had a human spirit. In his manhood, he paid our penalty. As God, he's our Savior. So, we read there, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord, deity, and believe in thine heart. That is, to believe with your life. When you believe something with your heart, you're trusting your life. You could lose your life, then you'd say, I don't know if I want to trust it, but with God, you can't lose your life. So you just trust him with your life and nothing else. You can't trust God and. It's got to be him alone. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, you see. So, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. That is, Jesus Christ in bodily form was raised from the dead. That secured our salvation to prove that we too would be raised because he would do it. God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, that is with your life, man believeth unto righteousness, not your righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that's God's word. He does not lie, and that's his promise to you. Would you right now, right where you are, ask the Lord to save you? See, more important than the teaching on marriage, divorce, and remarriage is going to be your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you know if you die today that heaven's your home? He'll save you if you'll come to him right now. In a moment, I want to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, would you right now, right where you are, pray this prayer? Dear God, oh, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding his blood for all my sin for all time. I believe that he was buried and bodily rose from the dead for me. So I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and into my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Cleanse me by your blood and make me what you want me to be. I'm yours forever. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed and asked the Lord to save you, would you call us and let us know? You can email us. You can write us at our physical address. And we'd like to hear from that. It's an encouragement to not only myself, but to the others who work so hard to get this message on the air, as well as to those who give love offerings and all that to keep this going. So, my friend, if you've made a decision, would you follow us? And join us in now our next broadcast when we begin to look now at these sermons on marriage, divorce, and remarriage, where we've established the Bible as the authority. Now we want to go on from there to see what the Bible says. I want to thank you for listening today, and please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet.